Now the civilians have one voice, and it's a strong voice. So I think that by itself is a major development, and it's a positive development. In addition, what the declaration concentrated on is the same things that we had in the IGAD statement and whatever all the other meetings. It's an emphasis of the need for an immediate ceasefire and the return of the displaced people to their homes and evacuation of those, vacating those homes from whoever is occupying them, and then helping with the humanitarian assistance to those people, and talking about the international, regional, and national supervision of this process of return of the displaced people. I think it's a positive step that they are getting together. It will put a lot of pressure on the army, on the SAF, the Hebron, to respond same way. Otherwise, they will be viewed as the obstacles to ending the war and to peace in Sudan.
Yes, and we must note that the army or General Burhan has not publicly responded to this declaration yet. And but Taqaddum, like you mentioned, is a broad civilian coalition, is being touted as the largest since this war. What is the best we can hope they will achieve, and what do you think of their composition?
I think, as I said, I see it as a very positive step. Now, at least there is one voice and there is someone with credibility who can talk to all the players and the regional international players, and who really has a wide group of parties and individuals behind him. The international community will be more willing to listen to them now that they are talking with one voice rather than listening to this and someone come with an opposing idea and this comes with a third idea. That's a major positive development. As you correctly noted, Burhan has not yet responded. It has been quite a while. We had thought that he would respond immediately, but it just shows that there are internal divisions and internal problems within the SAF and the Islamic allies. Those internal challenges and internal differences between the Islamists and the army. But again, as I said, it really puts them in a very odd place, in a very odd situation. There are two groups, the civilians and the Hemeti, are declaring a need for immediate ceasefire and return to normalcy. And then they don't want to say anything. They don't want to say, well, we accept, we meet with you. Because basically this declaration will not be meaningful without its acceptance by SAF.
I would like you to comment lastly on the RSF leader, the Rapid Support Forces leader, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo Hemeti. He has been touring the region and meeting with heads of state and government. He was in Uganda, he was in Addis Ababa, he was in Djibouti, he was in Addis again, Nairobi. What is he doing, and is it working?
Yeah, okay. Just before addressing this question directly, let me mention one point and then I'll come to your question. The declaration, it wasn't, the main difference between declaration and this declaration and the previous declarations is this declaration talks about unity of Sudan, citizenship, federal democratic system. So it goes beyond the security issues, beyond the military and security issues. RSF is now talking like a political force, not just only military civilian military force. They're talking like a political force, and they're talking about their vision of Sudan, unity of Sudan, citizenship, equality of citizenship, the federal democratic system. And this is something new. Now, new in the sense that it didn't come in the previous declarations. Going from there and looking at Hemeti going around, I mean, it's really amazing how he's being treated in those countries that he's visiting. He's being treated as a head of state. What I saw in Kenya reminded me of the welcoming of Obama when he visited Kenya. It's the same thing.
It was a big spectacle indeed.
It's a spectacle. I mean, you just cannot underestimate it in any way. It's a huge spectacle. And I think that really sends a signal that the guy is getting now treated as a head of state.
Indeed, very, very interesting development.
It's a major development. It's extremely interesting development.
We will, of course, monitor the space. We see the reaction from the army, head of the army, Burhan, and the highly anticipated face-to-face meeting with Hemeti. I will definitely talk again soon. Thank you very much for your
Yeah,
insights.
we'll talk again soon. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Nabil.